ABC Radio Australia.
The redevelopment of Papua New Guinea's main naval base is facing major delays, reportedly due to COVID-19. An Australian-owned company has secured a multi-million dollar contract to rebuild the facility located on Manus Island. The head of PNG's Defence Force says the project will significantly increase the country's military capacity. While locals have welcomed the investment, they're calling for Australia and PNG to ensure that benefits flow to the community. Marion Farr reports.
In a country surrounded by water, Papua New Guinea's naval infrastructure is key to its national security strategy. On Manus Island, off the northern coast of PNG's mainland, a major naval base is due for an upgrade. It was first built during World War II. The Australian government has committed up to $175 million in funding for the project.
Redevelopment and rehabilitation of Lombrum Base will really set the foundation for our effective maritime patrols.
Major General Gilbert Taropo is the head of PNG's Defence Force.
The redevelopment involves extension of the current war facility, improvement on the electricity road networks, improvement on our office and accommodation blocks.
The upgrade, which was first announced in 2018, will also include new work, accommodation and training facilities for PNG military personnel, allowing the PNGDF to double the number of troops on Manus Island to 400. Major General Taropo says it will mean a significant boost in maritime security, allowing the Navy to counter illegal activity in PNG waters, such as illegal fishing and drug smuggling. He also says China's growing presence in the region is a challenge for PNG.
In the sense that when we don't have an effective and strong security force element, then we are vulnerable for the country's presence in our country.
Australian-owned company Clough has been awarded the contract for Phase 2 of the Lombrum Naval Base redevelopment. Australia's Defence Department says the project also carries the promise of jobs for around 200 Manus locals. Work was set to start this month, but Major General Taropo says COVID-19 is causing delays because skilled technicians are unable to travel to PNG and construction material supply chains have been disrupted. On Sunday, Manus had recorded a total of 439 cases of the virus.
Yes, we would have started by this year already, but due to COVID, the start time has lapsed.
That's a concern for Manus local Bab Korup, who manages one of the province's largest community notice boards on Facebook. He says the region is in desperate need of jobs and investment since the Australian government effectively closed its refugee processing centres on Manus in 2019. Mr. Korup says Manus has experienced a major economic downturn as a result.
We had over almost 3,000 locals who were employed during the RPC program. And once they were driven out basically by our local government here on the island, the people lost out on those 3,000 jobs.
Mr. Korup says that has led to social issues in the community.
We've had an increase in lawlessness on the island because of frustration that our young people can't find jobs. We've had an increase in domestic problems because families can hardly keep the family unit together because of lack of cash problems. We have so many school dropouts on the island and we don't know where to place them since there are no jobs on the island.
He says many locals are hoping to find employment through the naval base redevelopment.
So that people with skills on Manus Island can be employed and that can have a direct impact to our local economy. It will raise it significantly if that is the case. Now, if CLAF doesn't give priority to the local content, then that is where there will be issues arising out of what is happening now at Lombrum.
You sort of mentioned issues there if there isn't enough local employment? Do you think that that would create a lot of tension in the community if there wasn't enough jobs provided and opportunities provided for locals?
There will certainly be tensions. It's not a big island. Everyone knows everyone. And if we don't get a fair end of the bargain, there's going to be tensions.
It's a view shared by Veronica Puto, who was previously subcontracted to supply food for the refugee processing centres. Now, she runs a stall at the local markets in Lorengau, the region's capital.
Right now, there's no cash flow in Manus.
Ms Puto hopes the Lombrum redevelopment will boost the local economy. But she says jobs must be distributed fairly and not given solely to landowners from the Lombrum area.
I have heard that it's only priority to the landowners. The landowners, they'll be the contractors to all every project that will be done in Lombrum.
In a media statement last month, the Australian Defence Force said the project would create 350 jobs in PNG in total and is expected to inject 146 million kina, or 53 million Australian dollars, into the national economy. But it's not responded to the ABC's specific questions about employment.
Marion Farr reporting there.